your engineered sleep.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
They say nothing. They go nowhere.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I put in the wrong website for Priority One, and so I don't want you to do that. I want you to go to PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's the numeral one in there, and see what they do and how they do it for residential, commercial, for industrial, for anything you're looking for. You can call 888-407-SAFE. You know, it's unfortunate, but it's a crazy world we live in. It wouldn't be nice. I can tell you, this is a true story. When I was a kid, we didn't lock our doors at night. We didn't lock our doors when we would leave. Like, people didn't break into your homes. I know that sounds crazy. Like, well, when I was a kid, we didn't have, but honest to goodness, at night, we wouldn't lock our doors. And now we lock ourselves inside these places of work and business. And, you know, I don't want to politicize any kind of stuff, but the world's crazy now. And there's just more access to bad things going on. Protect your family, protect your employees, protect your customers, protect your inventory. Do it with Priority One. I wish we didn't have to have it. We do. I'm glad we have them on our side, though. PriorityOneSecurity.com. Good folks there. I'm going to get to Delvin. Delvin, hang on, coming straight to you. You know, Zach, I was sitting here thinking, like you said, how are you going to celebrate our nation's independence?
242 years of American excellence. I can't wait. I mean, how are you going to celebrate the 50 stars and 13 bars of chiseled steel and sex appeal tomorrow?
Crack me up. I didn't even think about this. You know, with 242, I was there for their bicentennial.
How about that?
And this is what's weird is that, you know, I was like 8 years old, whatever, and my mom and dad, we went to Gatlinburg, Tennessee, the Gatlinburg had what they hailed as the nation's first bicentennial parade. They did it like midnight Eastern time. So I remember that vividly. We stayed in this hotel that had indoor pool. Like, we thought we were big wigs. Boy, we were big shots. Anyway, so I remember the bicentennial. And then you mentioned something to me. You said, I just want to make it for the tricentennial.
Yeah.
Now,
2076.
That's in 58 years.
Yeah.
You will be, in 58 years, you will be how old?
83?
Yeah.
No, 70? How old would I be? I'm 25 now.
Yeah.
I'll be old.
You'll be 73.
73.
I got to tell you, buddy, if I made it, I'm planning on making it.
You'll be 108?
108.
Yeah, you can get there.
I think I can do
it. Modern science, modern technology, we'll get you there.
I've cut back on the bacon and sausage in the mornings.
How about that?
My cholesterol is getting better. So I'm trying, you know. I'm working out a little bit, you know. I'm trying to get me some leafy vegetables.
Some leafy vegetables.
Yeah, I'm trying, man. So I think I could do it. I wonder how many people, what percentage of the people will be here for the bicentennial and the tricentennial? Can't be a lot of people. Can't be a big percentage.
It can't be. I would imagine you'd be among a select club.
Yeah. Anyway, that's interesting. We're going to talk some college football here in this segment, but let me get Delvin on our north in the communication phone line, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Hey, good morning, Delvin. I hope you're doing well this morning.
I'm doing good. How you guys doing this morning?
Man, we're blessed. Very blessed. Looking forward to celebrating Independence Day tomorrow.
First of all, y'all talking about baseball, y'all talking about DH, a pitcher. We had a perfect example last night. What about Rick Porcello? I know we don't like to talk about the Red Sox, but Porcello getting a base hit off Mark Scherzer. Wasn't that exciting last night?
Yeah, and a nice win for him. But, you know, I like, sometimes it's funny watching how unathletic these pitchers are. But some of these guys are pretty good hitters. And if you know, all the way going up through Little League Baseball and then and in high school and college, I mean, some of them are pretty good hitters. And then they specialize and they kind of lose that a little bit. But you get some pretty good athletes, and then every once in a while you get some awful-looking athletes.
And, Mickey, I'm with you, man. I'm starting to buy the hype on Boston College, man. I think they got a defense come back. And they got quarterbacks, man. You got the freshman that played last year, I think his name Anthony Brown. I think the only thing that hold him back is the offensive coordinator, Scott Leffler. Nobody likes him. I think that's probably the only thing that hold him back.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I'm gonna jump into it here in a second. And I got to tell you that we were – I want to say we're the first to talk about it. We probably weren't because a lot of our people online on our station are talking about it now. But no one last year in the conference had a better freshman receiver, freshman quarterback, and freshman running back than what Boston College had. And all these recruiting rankings, it's interesting to see what they did and how they did it. And, you know, 7-6 last year, 7-6 the last couple of years. I think they're ready. If they can stay healthy, they don't have depth. But if they can stay healthy, the schedule's tough. But I think Boston College has something for some folks.
Yeah, so I just want to get your take. What do you think they'll finish it in Atlanta? What's your opinion? You think they finish second, third, or fourth behind Clemson in Atlanta? I'll get down to South Africa. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Delvin. I appreciate it. We won't talk to you tomorrow, Delvin. I hope you have a great July 4th tomorrow, as all listeners do. Zach, here's the point about Boston College. You want the good news or the bad news?
Yeah, bad news first, always.
I agree with that. Bad news is that the schedule is miter. All right? Besides, you know, the Atlantic Division, and the besides having to go to Florida State, go to NC State, going to Wake Forest. I mean, their home games are Louisville and Clemson and Syracuse. That's not easy, but you know, especially the Clemson part of it. But in their cross division rivals, they play Miami and at Virginia Tech. And so now out of conference is not very good. Massachusetts, Holy Cross, Temple are their out of conference games there. But just looking at it. At Purdue would be kind of difficult. But just looking at it, you feel a lot better about their chances for upward mobility in the Atlantic Division if they didn't play Miami and at Virginia Tech next year in back-to-back games. So they kind of get a little bad shake there. People forget about the good news is 10 returning starters on offense. That gets your attention. 6 on defense. They're decent on defense. Last year they weren't great on offense, but The freshman quarterback, the freshman running back, and the freshman wide receivers were their three leaders last year, and are the three best players at least. A.J. Dillon, as a true freshman last year, rushed for almost 1,600 yards, and he's a big, huge, powerful, bruising 245-pound monster. Anthony Brown, their quarterback, people say we lost 6 games. Well, he was hurt and didn't play some of these games. When he was healthy, they were better. And he's a very athletic guy and a guy that rushed for a couple hundred yards, passed for about 1,300 yards. He's going to get a lot better. And then they had Kobe White, who was their second leading receiver, actually. Not their leading receiver. All those guys were freshmen last year. The offensive line comes back intact. Jeff Smith comes back intact. This is a good offense. Defensively, they played just solid defense. And then last year, they just lost some games the schedule's tough. First of all, you had Notre Dame last year. You had a decent Wake Forest team. You went to Clemson. They had Virginia Tech at home. But remember this now. This is a team that beat Louisville last year on the road. They beat Virginia 41-10. And then they beat Florida State 35-3. This is a team last year that in the regular season won 4 of their last 5 games. Once they figured out Brown as their quarterback, it's like they won 4 of their last 5. They started out just 2-4. Then they won 4 of the last 5 regular season games. Let me go over that stretch again just to make sure. Louisville, they went to Louisville and won 45-42. They beat Virginia 41-10. They beat Florida State at home, and it wasn't a good Florida State team, I get it. They beat Florida State at home 35-3. lost a three-point game at home to NC State, then beat UConn 39-16, beat Syracuse 42-14. Those weren't close. It was all blowout losses and blowout wins in that case. This is a team that, against Florida State last year, it held Florida State to 213 yards, just 10 first downs. They get that running game going. There were some games in there. They rushed for 333 against Syracuse, 330 against Connecticut, 236 against NC State, 241 against Florida State, 237 against Louisville. They had 364 yards of rushing offense against Louisville, I should say. This team has pieces, and they're young pieces, and I'm not thinking it might be this year because of the schedule's difficult. But with Brown, with Dillon, and with some of those guys coming back, I think you're talking about Steve Adazio kind of building something up there right now.
You're all in on the Boston College Eagles. I can tell. Well, I don't like it. I don't endorse it. I think it's foolish.
Let me say, again, the schedule's too tough. But this Boston College team, who's better? Boston College with what I just told you, or a Louisville team without Lamar Jackson?
Probably the Boston College team you just told me about.
Who's better?
But this Boston College team, if we're going strictly by FPI, has six losses looking at it on its schedule.
The schedule's tough.
I mean,
That's it. I don't feel good about the schedule, but in talent-wise, who's better? That Boston College team I was talked about, or the NC State team that lost Bradley Chubb and lost B.J. Hill and lost Kentavious Street and lost Nyheim Himes and lost, you know, everybody except for Finley and the wide receivers?
Probably Boston College.
Who's better, Boston College or Wake Forest? Now, I think Wake Forest is going to be a little improved this year. But no. Boston College is better than Wake Forest.
Wake Forest.
Look, man, I got to tell you, I think Boston College beats Wake Forest. All right, and that's debatable.
Wake Forest.
Who's better, Boston College or Syracuse?
Well, I like that.
Boston College.
Is it?
Yeah, Boston.
See, that surprised me to hear. You're a huge, I've never met a bigger Dino Babers fan than Mickey
Blough. Love Dino Babers. Lost too much, and both those receivers are gone. Boston College is better than Syracuse. By the way, last year, Boston College beat Syracuse 42-14.
Yeah, Boston College better.
So, Zach, I'll lead to this. I ask those questions to ask this.
Okay.
35-3 last year. Total domination. All those guys coming back. Florida State with a new coach. Who's better, Boston College or Florida State?
Let's be clear about one thing. Florida State is still the better football team. They lost last year. There's no getting around it. You got
35-3.
You got punched in the mouth by Boston College last year. They caught Florida State at a time where they're transitioning out of a quarterback to a backup. There's all kinds of turmoil with their head coach. It was not the time or place for Florida State to be even playing football, and they got punched in the mouth by a very solid Boston College team. That being said, if they play today, Florida State wins that game. There's not a doubt in my mind. Florida State wins that game.
One good thing for Florida State is it's late in the year in this game this year, and it's in Tallahassee. Yep. But I'm not sure, Boston. I don't know. We'll see. Let me get Chad in Columbia. Let's do that.
Sure.
654-ROAR on our Northland Communication phone line. Hey, good morning, Chad. Appreciate you calling in, man. How you doing?
So, Mick, you give Boston College Georgia's schedule, and are they 9-3, 10-2? Kind of the same thing with South Carolina. So I want y'all to do that after I hang up. But, Mick, one thing I wanted to tell you, last week you and I fixed soccer, right? We made it a beautiful game, but I guess some people didn't like our suggestions. But, Mick, Fox and the FIFA website has truly made soccer a beautiful thing. And the way they did that, Mickey, is this. If you go to the FIFA website, they'll show you a full 90-minute game in 90 seconds, which absolutely shows all the action that happens. So if you want to get into soccer, 90 minutes and 90 seconds, FIFA website, it's incredible, Mick. Shows every possible highlight. Sometimes they can't fill the 90 seconds, but it's freaking awesome. And I'll hang it up.
Thanks. That's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Sometimes you don't have the 90 seconds worth of action. Hey, Zach, you gotta get in on this. On the SportsCenter,
mm-hmm.
NBA game, you know, an NBA finals, you're going to break it down for 30 minutes or whatever. NFL game, you get some scoring plays in there. Major League Baseball, obviously, and this kind of stuff. With on a 1-0 game or a 2-0 game or something like that, what do you show for 90 seconds? Like a couple of tackles or a couple of corners or something? Or a lot of missed shots?
You show all kinds of stuff in the 90 seconds. I don't know if 9 seconds is enough to fill that.
No, they can't fill 90 seconds. Hey, look, there's some misconceptions about soccer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
One is, I know the guys run a long ways. One is, man, they run for 90 minutes. Like, when you're watching it today, pick out a player that's not really close to the ball and see how long the guy just kind of just walks. I do it all the time. And I point out to non-soccer fans, just soccer fans all the time, they're like, these guys are in great shape. Like, yeah, they do run a lot, but watch how far. And then, like, sometimes they just kind of jog around. I'm like, yeah, just wandering aimlessly over here, just kind of just walking a little bit. Yeah, I'll kind of jog over here. I'll kind of shift over here. They don't sprint for 90 minutes, I can tell you that.
Well, of course not. Sprinting for 9 minutes is humanly impossible. Right.
What I'm saying, man. There's a lot of standing around from a lot of these guys. Here's the thing, Zach. You got too many players on the field. You mentioned it. You got too many players on the field. The field's too big. You got too many players on the field. You ever watch any indoor soccer?
No, I have not had the opportunity.
Kind of cool. Look, I gave you the how you make this thing better, though, man. Just give me some extra points.
Yeah, extra points. That'll fix it. We totally agreed on that.
Oh, you can't fix chess. You can't fix chess. That's a perfect game. It's the King's game. You don't understand it. You're not sophisticated enough to know it.
Clearly, that evidence has presented itself at this point. You guys just, you aren't sophisticated enough to understand the beautiful game.
I will tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
And this was explained to me years ago, too. In watching the EPL, the English Premier League, or the Premiership.
For those of you at home.
Right, for these non-soccer fans at home. The higher levels you go, some of the two of the major, well, there's about three major differences. Number one is, I think, is that these long passes are right on the money.
Yes.
And reversing it, whatever, and they put it right on the money. And you don't see that with the lower divisions. You agree with that, Zach?
Yes.
Two is these touches that they have or how they control the ball on these long, hard passes. The receiver cradles it better, and the ball on the one touch or whatever, the ball doesn't get away from them, so they receive the pass a lot better, right, Zach?
Mm-hmm.
And then three is the creativity, either with bending it or power or whatever. You got a lot longer goals, like shots from farther out kind of goals that you don't see at lower levels. You agree with that?
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay. All right, so making sure we grip on all that. So,
you're a soccer fan yet, man. I'll tell you now. You're going to get into this one day and just and be that guy for a while.
Footy.
Well, footy. For a little footy action this afternoon.
Give me some footy.
Would you rather go in the water today or watch two World Cup matches?
How deep I got to get in there?
Oh, you're out there, man. You're riding the waves.
Man, you know there's a such thing as undertow, right?
Yeah, you just swim with it, and eventually you get out of it.
No, I don't want to eventually, like, oh, you'll eventually get out of that. No, I'm not doing it. Plus, there's a thing down here, there's a bacteria issue with the water.
Well, listen, that's the old Dirty Myrtle. There's nothing I can do about that.
No, man, I'm an Edisto, man. I don't.
There ain't nothing I can do about the old Dirty Myrtle.
Hey, I'll be honest with you, Zach. All right? This place is nice, right?
Yeah.
I'd rather go to Dirty Mert than Edisto.
Listen, man, you won't catch me in the old Mert anytime soon. I'll tell you that much. Except for that bowl game in a couple of years.
You got a lot better chance of getting shot at Dirty Mert.
Yeah.
But you know what you got, buddy? You got a little Ripley's, believe it or not. You got a little putt-putt up in there. You got some water slides up in there, man. You got a little Ripley's, believe it or not.
Is there anything worse?
Like a little pier?
Is there anything worse than putt-putt?
Oh, I love putt-putt.
Oh, I hate it.
Is there anything worse than me taking putt-putt way too serious?
Do you? Are you reading greens out there?
Oh, I got slope. I'm doing my aim point.
Goodness gracious.
I bring my own putter, my own ball. No. I don't take it that serious. I don't take it that serious. No. Hey, we got to take a short break. I was speaking of golf, Katichi, there's a few things better than Katichi. Hey, Zach, you're trying to tell me you're trying to get on St. Andrews. And you can't do it. I got one that we can do when you come back. Katichi, you keep telling me you're going to go over there with me. And Pull up Katechi.com while we talk right now, Zach, if we can. Katechi.com. Hey, for weddings, for outings. You know, they did a great job of, like, hosting your rotaries and your events and hosting your businesses. They've got a great – they got these four suites upstairs that can host you and your business retreats. They got stay-and-play packages for football season. But, Zach, see if you're looking on it right now, man. See a beautiful – just a beautiful country, beautiful clubhouse.
Beautiful.
Great place to host events. I love our friends over at Katechi. The golf course is awesome. They got new greens over there. These Bermuda greens are rolling about a 11 at times, or maybe 12 at times. I love it there. Have a great time there. If you want to have a good experience, just go to the website. Think about the lodging. Think about the accommodations for football season. Think about weddings and events and golf. It's our great friends at Katechi. A short drive, from my house, maybe 35 minutes, maybe. It's worth your time. And you know what? You can join Katechi for a really good deal right now. Katechi.com. Anytime I do a Katechi ad, I get all kinds of texts or tweets saying, hey, man, we played this weekend or went over last month. What a great place. You're exactly right. Katechi.com. Go by and see those good folks. We'll take a break. We'll come back. When we do, I want to continue the Boston College talk. And then get the, if it's not Boston College, who is it in the Atlantic Division? You know, there's a saying out there. There's like, if not me, who? If not now, when? If not Boston College, who? Short break, more after this.
Celebrate your independence now till the end of July at Hendrick Honda Easley. Have you heard of Honda Sensing? Honda Sensing is our exclusive intelligence suite of safety and driver-assistive technologies designed to alert you to things you might miss while driving. Lane Keep Assist, Adaptive Cruise Control, and Collision Mitigation Braking System, to name just a few. Up on the hill, it's Hendrick Honda Easley. Escape the everyday and enjoy the experience. Hendrick Honda Easley, where we make it fast, fair, easy, and transparent.
Big days start small with Chick-fil-A Chicken Minis. Chicken nuggets nestled in warm, mouth-watering mini yeast rolls and lightly coated with a honey butter spread. Available at Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca, 6:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. in 4, 6, and 10-count minis. For a limited time, you can get the 10-count mini all day, only available at the Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. Perfect for afternoon snacks. Tell them Kelly sent you to make sure it's all day at Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca, only for a 10-count mini.
Long Heating and Air Conditioning wants you to take advantage of their great summer specials. Right now, buy a Trane or Armstrong air conditioner and coil for just $3,500. Get 20% off any repair, and when you sign up for cooling maintenance, you'll receive the heating maintenance for free this winter. Three great reasons to contact Long Heating and Air. Call 213-9899. That's 213-9899 or online at longheatingandair.com.
The biggest and best fireworks for July 4th are at locally owned and operated Big Zach's Fireworks. Big Zach's offers a huge variety to meet your fireworks needs. They have a huge selection to choose from, such as artillery shells, Roman candles, 500-gram cakes, large rockets, and assorted firework packages starting at $19.99. Big Zach's Fireworks has been around since 1993 and has two locations in Anderson, open year-round, right off I-85 on exit 27 or off exit 19B on Clemson Boulevard. Happy 4th from Big Zach's Fireworks.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-645-4371. That's 800-645-4371. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-645-4371.
The Mickey Blyler Show is on the air.
Did you get your tickets? To what? The gun show?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Keep my hands on myself. Keep go dust them off, put them back up on the shelf. Just a little baby girl is in need. Am I coming out of left field? Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks. I've been feeling it since 1966.
Hey, Granger Nissan of Anderson wants to just meet you, talk to you, show you. They're really proud of their new and used cars. And so go by and see them. You know, you got some time off here in the summertime, and, you know, it doesn't get dark till late, and you're going out for a little ice cream and take the family out, and maybe you send your little girl off to college, or a young man's out about to get his driver's license or whatever, and you're looking for a little deal out there. They've got great stuff for you. They got stuff for everybody. Maybe you're looking for some commercial lines with a nice Titan, you know, fit your fleet out with those guys. They've got everything for everybody and great deals. Now check them out online at Granger Nissan of Anderson, 3510 Clemson Boulevard. Spent some time with those folks recently and really enjoyed their company, enjoyed their lines, enjoyed their philosophy and the family aspect you see of it. Home of the lifetime powertrain warranty and proud partners of the Clemson Tigers, which is important to us here. It's our good friends, great friends at Granger Nissan of Anderson. Hey, Mr. Orr 24, a couple things on our Twitter today, at Mickey Pollard, at Mr. Orr 24. Coach Boom, not Coach Mustang, but Coach Boom said, I'd rather watch a 2-0 soccer game than 2-0 baseball game. No. No, 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 no. Baseball is beautiful in that, let's say, like, my wife likes baseball because we can talk in between pitches. And a football game, like, she tries to talk to him, like, not right now, honey. Not right now. Let's talk about it. Just save it. Save
honey,
it for
the
timeout, whatever.
You got six other days in the week you can talk to me right now.
Yeah. Hey, honest to goodness story, man. Clemson's driving for the national championship, one game-winning score at Alabama. This is an out-winner out in Phoenix. And,
yep.
And she's on her phone looking at Instagram.
Oh.
Like, just doesn't care anything about it. And I get it. Now, she likes the excitement and the crowds, all that kind of stuff.
Well, how could you not?
But at a baseball game, it's like, yeah, kind of like, it's like laid back. You can watch a couple pitches and kind of laid back. Plus, she plays softball. She understands the rules of it a little bit more. My wife's one of those people that, like, she's so much smarter than she lets on, but, like, she wants to be dumb about stuff. Like, the remote controls of the house for the TV, she wants to complain about them rather than learn which ones go to which. Because we have like a surround sound one and a, you know, a,
oh, excuse me.
You know, whatever. Oh, yeah. All right. We're like,
surround sound.
Not a big deal.
You're an aristocrat. Mini remotes.
No. Poor because I don't have a universal remote. But like our washing machine and the spin cycle sometimes, you got to go in there and tighten the little thing up. And you turn it one time and you got to re-spin it.
Did your father-in-law tell you to do that? Or
no, I called Rooter, and they showed me. No, but like I said, honey, let me show you how to do this, sweetheart. This is how you do it. Nope. So she'd rather feed her fish than teach her how to fish, in other words.
Sure.
But she gets baseball and she likes baseball. And the reason is because at baseball, like you can have a conversation. You can text somebody. You're not going to miss too much. You can text between pitches. You can go on Instagram for people who like this kind of stuff. But baseball, every single thing, there's something going on. How's the outfield shading this guy? You know, 2-0 count, do you go fastball here? Or do you show him something maybe he wouldn't expect it? Do you pitch backwards in the count? Do you pitch around the guy right here? Can he hit to the opposite field? You know, the last time up, you started him out. You know, he showed him a little heat right now. Is it time to go off speed this time around? You know, he's fouled off three straight fastballs. Do you go off speed with this one? There's so much going on every single pitch. Who's covering second with the runner on first? Do you hit behind him? Do you hit and run here? There's just stuff going on. And you can say the same thing about soccer, but it's not true. Not like that. Not the, all the little tiny intricacies. What is that word I'm looking for?
You're close, man. Keep going for it.
Yeah. No. I'm giving up on that one.
Intricacies.
Yes. Do you show Bunt to bring that third baseman in? You know, You just see what I'm saying.
Listen, do you bring your back line up and press forward and try to keep a high line in soccer there and playing defense?
That's one.
Is your midfield going to be in a diamond formation, or are you going to have a guy sitting underneath the forwards or protecting that back line in front of those two center backs? Are you going to play a lone striker up top? Is it going to be two guys up top? Are you going to widen the field, or are you going to make individual runs at the center backs? Is your goalie going to be aggressive on the counterattack? Is he going to be booming the ball down the field or rolling it short and playing out of the back? Is this going to be a team that's going to park the bus behind the ball and just wait for that counterattack? Are they going to be an all-out attacking team? Those intricacies are available in soccer if you know how to look for them. And that's
there's not as many. There are.
Sure there are. Sure there are. They're just the same amount as baseball. It's the same stuff. Absolutely it is. You just have to know what you're looking at, and that's the same thing with baseball.
I try to learn about your sport, this soccer, this footy thing you talk
about. This little thing.
And lately, you've been talking about this parking this bus behind there, and I didn't know the wheels of the bus go round and round.
Yep.
That's bad soccer, by the way, when one team just parks the bus.
Well, you know what? Sometimes you have to. Sometimes you do not have the level of skill required to beat the opposition in a game that you would desire to play, a game that would be desirable for the eye to watch, a.k.a. Russia and Spain. You just don't have it, and that's the only way you're going to win that game, and it is what it is. Much the same as it is in baseball. You don't have the skill to mash the ball and fly around the bases. You're going to have to create a little small ball action. People are going to hammer that from time to time, but it is what it is.
Jim on Twitter writes in, MLS is worse than putt-putt and moose lore. I agree, man.
Oh, Jim, no.
No, I agree with that one. Ed writes in, our good friend Ed, Walter. Ed writes in, why is it England better at the World Cup? Don't they use EPL players? Well, the EPL uses players from international players. For instance, Cristiano Ronaldo was from Portugal, but he played in the EPL for years with Manchester United. So they use players from all over the world. You mentioned the Belgium, our midfielder, the big old tall guy.
Fellaini.
What's his name? Yeah, Fellaini. Mm-hmm. You mentioned him. So the EPL uses the best players in the world play in the EPL. And I'll be honest with you, Zach.
Yep.
And you might not like this.
Yep.
I think the EPL is better soccer than the World Cup.
Now listen here. That's crazy talk. But the EPL has sent a ton of players to this World Cup. I mean, a ton of players to the World Cup. You're 100% correct on they use the best players in the world. The English side is made up of, I think it's 98% Premier League players. The only other team higher with a domestic league in their team was Russia, who was 100% Russian players, 100% Russian league players. There was nobody outside of Russia that went to that squad.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Manchester City or Brazil, who would win?
Man City or Brazil? Brazil.
Really?
Well, I mean, I think so, yeah. Well, they have a crazy amount of talent on that team.
I don't know. City was so good this year.
Sure they were. And you know what?
Come on, City. Come on, City. Come on, City. City was so good this
City
year.
City has the cohesiveness of playing together for 8 months out of the year.
That's my point. So. Yeah. That'd be like a football team. Now, in baseball, you can put together an all-star team because it's just individual things that are going on. Like the American League all-star team would beat, or the National League all-star team would beat the Yankees and the Red Sox because there's not a lot of chemistry type things that are going on. But like in football, the Patriots will beat the, if you only had a week or two to prepare, the Patriots will beat the NFC Pro Bowl team.
All-star teams fail because they rely solely on the individual's talent. Who said that?
John Wooden. I don't know.
Herb Brooks, baby.
Not tonight.
Not tonight.
Give it to me one time.
No, you can't do that. I'll do that maybe after the fourth. I don't know. If I'm feeling a little American at the end of the show, we'll throw one in there. But we'll see.
See, here's the thing. For folks that don't know, it's Herb Brooks' speech during the movie Miracle or during the big 1980 Olympic hockey thing, the great deal they had there. I need it in that you yourself had just told me that you're thinking about checking out here. For folks that don't know, Zach's about to take a 2-week vacation starting on Friday.
I'm taking a fortnight on Friday.
Yeah, you're taking a true fortnight. And you might even go see the championships, Wimbledon. And you might go see the Open.
I'd rather see the Open.
But you're going to see he's going to be gone for 2 weeks. And he just told me, man, you know
fortnight,
what?
A fortnight, please call it is. Thank you.
You're going to take tomorrow off.
Yeah.
So really, if you think about it, Zach, You're working.
I'm not taking tomorrow off. The station is closed tomorrow.
All right. Let me see if I'm right. It's 14, 15. Like, you're working two of the next 17 days. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, in order to do that, I either need some diggings, I need some Herb Brooks, I need something here, buddy. I need something.
Listen, I have a more than capable replacement. We're going to have John in here with you, I think, for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'll line him up with the diggings. We'll have that lined up ready to go for you. You can play that as much as you want for 2 weeks straight, for a fortnight. And we'll get that out of your system going forward into the football season.
All right, let me ask you this. I didn't see the body, the ESPN body thing.
Yeah.
How did Diggins do?
I have no idea. I didn't see it. I didn't look at all of them.
All right. Speaking of championships, Wimbledon, anything going on in Wimbledon?
Anything going on in Wimbledon? I'm not watching it right now.
The Clemson player lost.
Who was
former
that?
Tiger. Yannick. Not Yannick Noah. One of those Yannicks. Anyway. Don't know. Former Clemson player was in Wimbledon yesterday. Got beat. So, sorry about that. All right, quickly, before we take a break, I asked you this, and I want you to give me an answer now.
No.
And then we're going to jump into a little more in-depth after a break.
No.
If not Boston College, who threatens Clemson in the Atlantic Division?
Nobody. The Atlantic Division's already wrapped up here on July the 3rd.
What?
If not Boston College, who threatens Clemson in the Atlantic? Well, Mickey Pyler of the Mickey Pyler Show, as heard here on 105.5 The Roar.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Atlantic's made of NC State, Wake Forest, Boston College, Louisville, and then, you know, the rest of them. I would have to say it is probably Boston College. NC State loses a ton from last year. They do bring back the quarterback who, the first 14 passes against Clemson last year.
Yeah, Finley. Good player.
Hey, nice little player.
You don't like Florida State, in other words.
I don't like Florida State. I don't think I like them. I think they're going to be decent this year. They're better than last year, but I don't think they necessarily push Clemson for the Atlantic. I think this is Clemson's division to lose without.
Let me give you some numbers. All right, I know you're not a big Cam Akers fan.
No, Cam Akers, instead of keeping me up at night and scaring me, is a soothing bedtime remedy and puts me to sleep like a baby.
I'm going to give you two things about Florida State. Mm-hmm. Right now, numbers matter. University of College, universitycolleges.com, 784-3400. Numbers matter. Get in touch with our great friends at University Colleges and universitycolleges.com. I love these folks. I think they're awesome. I think that if you're looking for places to live, first of all, you can go pay $700, $800, and $900 a month at some of these places now. You know this, Zach. Like, you got friends that are still in school. You see it, man. Like, it's outrageous, A, how nice they are, but B, you like the prices. Check out University Colleges at Ingalls Crossing. It's so much more affordable, and you get brand new. No one's lived in them. Luxury living. 784-3400. Let me give you two numbers about Florida State. We're going to dive into it after a break.
Okay.
Number one, it was a defense last year that was a good defense, not a great defense.
Good defense, not a great defense.
They give it 21 points a game. Now, they help folks to 331, but 21 points a game.
276 points on the year.
All right. They lose six of their top seven tacklers from last season. And that does not include DeVaris McFadden and Jacob Pugh and some talented guys there. Florida State, now Brian Burns comes back, but he's the only guy of their top seven tacklers that come back from last year. They return four starters. So you got seven starters that are gone on that defense. And that doesn't include, like I said, DeVaris McFadden, Jacob Pugh, some really good players there. The other one is that they just have not been great at wide receiver in a while. Naquan Murray is a good player. Tate's gone. Izzo, the tight end's gone. They just don't have Keith Gavin is their second returning receiver next year with 21 catches. They've got these guys that go out and recruit these animals like George Campbell, and then none of them turn out as of late. Florida State's wide receivers used to be Tamarik Vanover and Andre Cooper and some of these unbelievable players. They don't have that right now. And then finally, it's just come down to quarterbacks. But this Florida State team, while they've recruited pretty well, this Florida State team will not look like some of the Florida State teams. The offensive line still has issues. The defensive line. Now, Marvin Wilson is going to be a beast, and DeMarcus Christian, they'll be really good. on the interior, Kando and Burns. I believe in, they've recruited well on that side of the ball. Secondary's got a lot of really, really good players in there, but the wide receiver core, the offensive line, I'm not sure Willie Taggart takes over a great offense. We'll talk more about this when we return. It's Mickey Plata Show. More Florida State talk right after this.
The countdown is on. 60 days till Clemson football on the flagship station for Clemson athletics.
Shotgun ball right in the middle of the field. We'll fake the fumble.
Fumble, and Clemson's got it. Clemson falls on it at the 20-yard line. There's their first turnover, and coming away with it was Kendall Joseph.
We are WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
When it comes to iced tea, don't settle for anything less than legendary. Head to Bojangles and get a large 32-ounce freshly steeped legendary iced tea. Just $1 for a limited time. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Mickey Poller here. Zero Res is celebrating National Carpet Cleaning Month. Did you know that carpet plays a huge role in the health of your homes? It's the best filter for keeping dirt, debris, and bacteria from circulating in the air, but only if you keep it clean regularly. Get 3 rooms for only $129 and a free hallway when you mention Mickey. Call now, 864-558-7300, 864-558-7300, or online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Hey Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo resort opening fall 2019 right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel such as housekeeping, great food, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge Clemson at LakesideLodgeClemson.com. That's LakesideLodgeClemson.com.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno hammocks, Kavu rope bags, mountain khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
The biggest and best fireworks for July 4th are at locally owned and operated Big Zack's Fireworks. Big Zack's offers a huge variety to meet your fireworks needs. They have a huge selection to choose from, such as artillery shells, Roman candles, 500-gram cakes, large rockets, and assorted firework packages starting at $19.99. Big Zack's Fireworks has been around since 1993 and has two locations in Anderson, open year-round, right off I-85 on exit 27 or off exit 19B on Clemson Boulevard. Happy 4th from Big Zack's Fireworks.
It's what you've been waiting for. Sunnyside Cafe in Clemson is open and ready for business. Visit them in Patrick Square at 101 Market Street in Clemson. Experience delicious fresh menu items and exceptional service. Sunnyside Cafe offers breakfast and lunch all day in a casual dining atmosphere. Try the Buffalo Blue Chicken Wrap. Shrimp and grits or fried green tomato, egg, cheddar, and sausage biscuit served with home fries. Hey, ditch the processed fast food. Eat local. Visit our sunnysidecafe.com. We'll see you soon.
Every home is unique. That's why I, the Orkin Man, rely on science.
Oh, thanks for coming.
Whoa, you have a problem.
Yeah, cockroaches.
Well, frogs do eat roaches. It's great that you tried to take care of it yourself. But I prefer using the latest science from our entomologists to customize a treatment for your home. It'll help get rid of the cockroaches without all the mess. Ooh, did that one just...
Yep, right into my cereal.
Orkin, pest control down to a science. Visit Orkin.com for a free estimate.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigO'Dodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the Motor Mile.
Weiler Show is on the air.
These guys just thrive on pushing the limits.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
This segment, we're going to kick the tires and light the fires. break some necks and cash some checks in this one.
Listen, man, I'm here to kick butt and chew bubble gum. I'm out of gum. Let's do it.
Canty Foundation can help you. C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. Hey, let them come in and look at your crawl space. When I mention these guys, I look at the amazing thing they do with getting rid of that mold and mildew, drying up your crawl space. You know, I'm still confused. Do I let my vents open underneath my home in the summertime? I think I do in the summertime. You got moisture getting underneath there and trapped underneath there, and that can lead to bad stuff. You don't want your kids dealing in mold and mildew and all kinds of respiratory issues that can come from it. Let Canty fix it for you. Canty can fix it. Free quote, no obligation phone call. CantyCanFixIt.com. All the numbers from your local numbers near you there throughout the state of South Carolina. It's CantyCanFixIt.com. C-A-N-T-E-Y. CantyCanFixIt.com. Mr. Orr 24, yesterday, three Clemson football players made first team. Sporting News preseason All-American team. And four Tigers earned the preseason award. Senior tackle Mitch Hyatt. Senior defensive lineman Christian Wilkins and junior defensive end Cleveland Farrell. First team All-Americans, Dexter Lawrence. Austin, they also consider Dexter Lawrence and Austin Bryant through all of this, but those three first team All-Americans for the Tigers. A lot more of that to come as you'll start to see some of these preseason teams, magazine teams, award list teams, all this kind of stuff continue to kind of come out this time of year. Let me finish up on the Florida State thing. Zach, again, I don't know if DeAndre Francois is healthy. I don't know if he has the backing of his teammates. I know that Blackman did a pretty good job of filling in last year. I get it. You're not a big Cam Akers fan. Jacques Patrick, too big, too slow. He doesn't really scare you. Those guys. Akers scares me. He doesn't scare you. The offensive line has been the major issue in Tallahassee on the offense as of late. They've not recruited very well there. But my big thing was in my formative years of watching Florida State football, I watched these frisbee-catching dogs go down the field and make all these great plays, and you're always scared of who the next one. Tamarc Vanover is the one that really, really, really got me. But Peter Warwick and like I said, Andre Cooper and these unbelievable athletes, they just don't have that now. Are people scared of Nyquan Murray? Are people scared of Keith Gavin? Are they scared of Tamarian Terry? Of Warren Thompson? Are they scared of George Campbell's done nothing since he's been there? Are they scared of Ontario Wilson?
You have the short answer or the long answer?
Give me the long answer.
No.
What were the. All right, let me guess the short. The short would have been. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
Nah.
Mm-mm.
No. Last year, now again, the quarterback was a little hurt. Last year, Florida State averaged under 200 yards a game passing. They don't have guys who can separate.
Florida State, to their credit, didn't win their last four of the season. Maybe turned a corner there. Maybe built a little momentum going into to 2018.
Wait a minute. No, I will not let you get away with that.
What?
They beat Delaware State.
Yep.
A bad Florida team. Louisiana Monroe and Southern Miss.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make feeling better about themselves.
Hey, they finished 7-6 on the year. You finished strong with four straight. You can't help what's on the schedule at the end of the year. You just got to beat them, and they did that.
No, they rescheduled Louisiana Monroe to get to a bowl game, and on top of that, Odell Hagans was a coach as they beat Southern Miss.
That is true. These are indisputable facts.
I'm not giving you any of that. Now, I will tell you this. The game of the year at Florida State is that first Virginia Tech game. You can rebound with a loss. you get after Virginia Tech at home on a Monday night, Labor Day night, you get Samford, then at Syracuse. Be careful there. Northern Illinois at Louisville. Miami will beat them. And then open date, Wake Forest, Clemson will beat them. I think they will. At NC State, at Notre Dame. The schedule's not like murder. But you can rebound from losing to Virginia Tech. But if you want to get that fan base behind you, it's game one. Willie Taggart comes out swinging. You got a chance in that one. That is a massive game for both Florida State and for Virginia Tech.
How big is the game?
I would simply describe it as massive. It's just a huge game for them. Now, again, I want to be clear because I made it sound like I got a bunch of scrubs. Brian Burns, their defensive end, is a beast. A guy that really wreaked havoc in Clemson's backfield last year. DeMarcus Christmas comes back. I think he's a really, really good player. I'm not sure he's a great player. He had one sack last year. I think he's a good, solid player. He's talking about going pro early now. The beast in that middle of the line is Marvin Wilson, the number one player in the country a couple of years ago as a redshirt sophomore. And then Jason Kando played last year, big 6'6" or 6'7" kid. Where they and they're great in the secondary because they've recruited the Levante Taylors, and they've recruited the Cyrus Fagans and the Stanford Samuels of the world. They've recruited really, really well there. Where they're not great this year because they lost Matthew Thomas and Trey Marshall and Hoskins and Jacob Pugh, some of those guys. They're not great at linebacker this year coming up. That second level will be a concern for me, especially against Virginia Tech in an opening game of the year. I do think this, though, too. I think that they will be better coached on defense this year because they couldn't get worse than what they got last year. I mean, the staff last year, I don't know what the world the defensive staff was thinking, so they'll be a little bit better. Taggart can get it done in Tallahassee. He's going to get it done with recruiting. He's going to get it done with players because the scheme, I'm not sure he's great at adjustments. If you go back and watch and read what the media said about him, what message boards said about him at Oregon, or what they said about him at South Florida, is that when he's better than you, he wins. When he's not better than you, he doesn't win. They've got a chance to be better than you in a lot of games coming up in the future in recruiting. But they're not – this is not the Florida State team you've seen in the past. This offensive line is not great. And this wide receiver core is not great. Who knows what happens to the quarterback? I think the quarterback is going to be obviously the big deal here. But Florida State, and they're going to beat somebody they might not beat. Maybe they win at Miami. Maybe they beat Clemson at home. Maybe they go to Notre Dame and win. But yep. You don't circle the wagons and think, oh, no, well, you got to go to Tallahassee. That's on a Mac loss. I don't think you get that now. They're not scary, put it that way. They might beat you.
Ain't scared.
But you're not scared of Florida State anymore. You ain't scared. To that. Ain't scared. And I'll put it to you like this. I'm looking at Phil Steele's magazine right now, Zach. How much time am I having in a segment?
Hey, man, you got all kinds of time, to be honest with you. No, but mainly no, about 3.5 minutes.
Right. Oh, you take your time. They do not have a Cam Akers is the only first team all ACC pick from Phil Steele.
Not my first team all ACC.
On offense. They have zero first-team All-ACC guys on defense.
Tough to watch. I hate to see that.
Landon Dickerson is an offensive lineman on the second team.
Yep.
DeMarcus Christmas is second team. And Nasser Darin is second team. They need to be not that good. He didn't believe in Brian Burns, does he? Is Burns not on any of these teams? Yeah, he's on the fourth team.
Is DeMarcus Christmas in his, 15th year of eligibility?
You know that because of the name, though. You know?
I guess, but, what is he doing? How long has he been there?
He's a senior this year.
He's a redshirt senior this year.
Yeah, yeah. This Florida State team is just, again, they don't scare you by any stretch of the imagination, so we'll see.
See, look, you had all kinds of time. Now you got time to kill at the top of the hour here.
No, because I wanted to bring this up and kind of lead into the next hour. Mm-hmm. Did you see Leon O'Neal's tweet?
Did I see that scrub from Texas A&M come at
He's
come
not
at the
even
king?
Scrub yet. He's not even there yet.
Come at the king? Listen, you come at the king, you best not miss. I'll tell you right now.
What?
Old Coach V over there.
He rattled your cage a little bit.
Didn't rattle my cage.
You got upset by it, though.
Listen, old Cousin's going to be sitting on the bench watching Trevor Lawrence go up and down the field against Texas A&M. I guess he's got to get his shots in July here while he still can.
You mean he's going to watch Kelly Bryant run some zone read and just throw the ball out in the flats?
He's going to watch Trevor Lawrence throw bombs all over Kyle Field, missiles, for four quarters.
I want to do two things. And number one, I want to get you fired up about Leon O'Neal's tweet about calling Brent Venables a liar.
I'm going to add him. I swear, I'm going to at him right now.
All right. And you're gonna rattle the Bears cage a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do that. Also, a rare instance on the PGA Tour. A fellow player accuses a guy he plays with of cheating. Can't wait to get that story to you. Short break, we'll come back. Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Here's what you could do. You could call, you can go to some of these places and get their gimmicks that are going on now. And you can talk to someone who's not even in the country, doesn't speak English, and you can go on these websites so you don't know who they are, and you can sign the most important document of your life. Or you can go with local people who have better rates anyway, and who are there, handshake with you, close a deal with you, there for you, setting you up with everything you need. You can call some folks and they won't really be able to speak really good English. They'll try to explain to you the differences in some of their mortgages. Or you can go with people right here that you go to church with and go to the PTA meetings with and you go to the recitals with and go to the Little League baseball games with. And they can give you all the options. That's what I did. I went to Prime Lending. The local branch is right here, PrimeLendingSC.com. No wonder Mark and his team set records all the time. It's PrimeLendingSC.com.